How do you believe that transforming higher education can help create a more sustainable society?
Well, higher education is a very interesting institution in that so many colleges and universities have been in their communities for long periods of time, and we hope will be there for long periods into the future. So in some cases, they cover several hundred-year period of time. The very important legacy aspect of how higher education thinks and how it projects itself into the future. So in higher education right now, we have all kinds of issues related to accountability, accessibility, and we want to ensure that what students are learning is going to be relevant for their own lives and for their futures. So if we begin to think about some of these questions and that under those broader considerations, sustainability makes a lot of sense. We want to understand how we can help students get the life skills and the job skills they need so they'll be successful. We want to understand how the campus can serve a vital economic role in its community. So I see the campus really as a laboratory for sustainability initiatives. When people come and visit a campus, for example, Western Michigan, I know just from looking at the website and from talking to Harold Glasser, has some extraordinary sustainability initiatives that are going on. And anytime anyone visits the campus, whether it's a parent, potential donor, any student who attends classes on campus, is going to immediately see how these things can be a part of his or her life. So there are many different, it's a great question. In fact, I just wrote a whole book on the question, really, called The 9 Elements of a Sustainable Campus. But to get us launched, I think that's the most important thing. Any college or university is going to be in the community for a long period of time and can play a vital role in helping community understand how it sees itself into the future.
Can you talk a little bit about those 9 elements of a sustainable campus? Which are the main ones, do you think?
I've got it divided into 3 threes, which is just easy to remember and seems to work. And the first three these are not the 9 elements, but are infrastructure. And infrastructure involves energy, food, and materials. Essentially, how we survive on a day-to-day basis in the ecosystem. The next three are under the rubric of community, and that entails governance, investment, and wellness. And governance is about how we make decisions about the things that are important in our lives. Investment is how we take our capital and think about using it, deploying it for the future. Wellness is crucial. Wellness ought to be the ultimate aim of sustainability. How do we lead fit and flourishing lives in a way that makes not only economic but also ecological sense? And then the third broad category is learning, and that entails curriculum, interpretation, and aesthetics. And the one that might need a little explanation there is interpretation. And interpretation simply means, how do we explain what we're doing to others? How does the campus explain its sustainability initiatives to the outside world? So there you go. You've got 9 elements, and I'll say them again slowly. Energy, food, materials, governance, investment, wellness, curriculum, interpretation, aesthetics.
You've put a big emphasis on what you call frugal sustainability. What does that mean?
That's a great question. I was the president of Unity College in Maine, a resource-strapped college, just like many colleges and universities are. Small endowment, modest tuition. Almost all of our tuition dollars went directly into instruction. Many of our students were lower middle and middle class students. So for us, we needed to make sure that all of our students and all of their parents understood that sustainability was not only a vital concept for ecology and for learning how to live one's life, but it was also a way for us to save money for the institution and to make sure that students got the most value out of their educational dollar. So by frugal, we simply meant that we're going to make the most out of what we have. We like to call it real-time frugal sustainability. By real-time, we meant we do it right here and right now. And by frugal, we meant we do it in such a way that is very economically sensible.
Do you think that most of the colleges and universities in this country are on board with sustainability, or is there room for improvement in that area?
Well, another great question, yes. I am absolutely staggered by what I've seen since 2006. Just numbers. Since 2006, we've had almost 700 colleges and universities sign the American College and University President's Climate Commitment. Western Michigan, by the way, and President Dunn have been a real leader in that regard. Essentially, what that does is it pledges a campus to strive to accomplish climate neutrality over a specified period of time. So that's a lot of colleges and universities, representing 40% of all students in the country. We've seen the growth of ASHE, the Association for the Advancement of Sustainability in Higher Education, of which WMU is a member. ASHE has a wonderful STARS program, which encourages colleges and universities to essentially keep very close records and tabs on how they're doing. And then there's a peer review process which assesses that. We have the United States Green Building Council and their terrific LEED program. Almost all of these programs have taken off since 2006. So it's been fascinating. The other great marker is that there are at least several hundred undergraduate and graduate programs in some aspect of sustainability. And what we're seeing with sustainability that we never quite saw with environmental studies is a lot of these programs are coming from the business schools. If you look at where sustainability offices are located at various colleges and universities, they can be with health and safety. They can be anywhere. They can be with student services. So we're seeing lots of different people from all walks of staff and faculty and student life who are interested in this concept. So, yes, is there room for improvement? Of course there is. There always is. We can always ask how we can do better. We can always make attempts to try to understand how effective what we're doing is. But I'm very pleased with what I see.
If you had to pick one of those nine areas that would be something that more campuses could put more emphasis on, which one would it be?
I wouldn't say there would be one. What I like about the nine elements is that it's a comprehensive tool, and it lets people in various campuses of a campus, or any community for that matter, it could be a health campus, a healthcare facility, it could be a corporate campus, it helps them understand how and why what they're doing matters and is important. And all of the nine elements are linked together. For example, if you're focusing on energy conservation or energy innovation on your campus, that's definitely linked to curriculum. It's linked to aesthetics. It's linked to art. It's linked to investment. It's linked to governance. So what I like about the nine element scheme, and the reason why I've chosen to write a book about it, is that it integrates all of the various activities that happen in any campus. So folks can see that their participation matters enormously, and it's linked and connected to their peers. I will simply say that I'm very impressed at what's happened at Western Michigan over the past 5 or 6 years. I think that there are a lot of institutions and colleges and universities in Michigan that have made great strides. I recently visited Aquinas College in Grand Rapids and met with some of the college and university presidents and leaders in the Grand Rapids area. There's a great deal happening there. I think per college, there's a very active suite of sustainability initiatives that are taking place in Michigan on Michigan campuses.